Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everybody. This is Ryan Hayes with Access Radio Live. Today is Wednesday, November 11th, 2015. We got a lot to talk about today, and I just want to let you know that I have to start out by thanking our sponsors. Without our sponsors, this show wouldn't be able to air. So we're going to start out with StreamSmart. Stop paying for television, movies, sports, videos, local and foreign TV stations, music, pay-per-view, and more. Get a StreamSmart. And never pay for programming again. You get movies, all classics and films currently in theaters. Television, all shows, all seasons, all episodes. Sports, including NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and NHL, and more. Network and foreign TV. You get over 3,900 channels. That's 3,900 channels. You get children's programs, animation and learning, pay-per-view, boxing, UFC and MMA, videos for training and exercise, and you can also see live concerts and music all in digital channels. StreamSmart, where smart people go for entertainment. Quality refrigeration concepts. Quality refrigeration is now QRC. Specializing in HVAC. Their mission is to perform for their customers the highest level of quality heating and air services at a fair and market price. To ensure the longevity of their company through repeat referrals and business achieved by customer satisfaction. To deliver excellent customer service skills in all areas, including timeliness, attention to detail, and service-minded attitudes. That's QRC, 336-788-5407, located in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Contact Sean Eller. Garden of Life. Garden of Life is empowering extraordinary health with organic protein products. Their mission is to empower extraordinary health. Their products are designed to let you take control of your own health. They believe in premium nutrition that goes beyond the ordinary. They believe that your health is a gift, and extraordinary health is a goal worth pursuing for both you and your family. And that's Garden of Life. Now, before I bring my guest on, you know, I always get the emails about what's going on at current events and topics that they want me to discuss. I'm a little bit hurt right now. I'm just gonna be honest with you, and I'm gonna try to be as candid as I can be. I am very upset about the rising gang violence in Chicago, Illinois. Since January 1st. There's been 391 murders. That is an 18% increase since 2014. Well, what's going on now is the story of a 9-year-old named Tyshawn Lee, who was shot in broad daylight at 4:30 in the afternoon due to his father's gang association. I'm talking about a 9-year-old boy, and he's a black kid. And, you know, this is what bothers me. What bothers me is how we're always constantly hearing about the whole Black Lives Matter. Well, you know, me being black, I mean, if Black Lives Matter, shouldn't it matter to us first? What kind of person shoots a 9-year-old kid dead in broad daylight? But 9-year-old kid, period. You know, and we're always talking about black lives. Well, all lives matter, you know, and it's got to matter to us. We got, you know, little John John shooting little Ray Ray because little Ray Ray got on a red bandana. Now, how stupid is that? And that's what's going on up in Chicago. And now we got a 9-year-old kid shot due to gang violence. Where's your Al Sharptons? Where's your Jesse Jacksons? You know why? You know why they're not showing up to protest? You know why they don't care? Because it has to be white people that shoots this 9-year-old black kid. That's why. That's exactly why they're not protesting. You got to be kidding me. And it's killing me that this is what it's come to in our country today, especially amongst fellow black people, is that we have this stuff. You know, you got people like Dr. Martin Luther King who died so we can actually live, you know, with, you know, and be free. And this is what we're doing with our freedom. We're killing 9-year-olds. And it just can't be tolerated. Well, I'm getting ready to bring my guest on. But, you know, I had to get that out real quick. Well, my guest today is Darian Slade of the West Forsyth High School Titans football team. This kid is a multi-position athlete. He's a QB, a wide receiver, and a DB. And West Forsyth is located in Clements, North Carolina. So I'm going to bring him on. You know, the team qualified for the playoffs. They got first round. So we got a lot to talk about. So I'll stop talking and, you know, let's start the show. Joined by Darian Slade of the West Forsyth High School football team. Man, Darian, how you doing today, buddy?
Good.
Well, you know, what I like to start out asking every football player, anybody I have on the show is, how'd you get started in football? Give me your background, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you started, you know, did you play youth ball? Tell me everything.
Since I was younger, I always liked football. And then around the age of when I turned 6, that's when I could start playing football at Pop Warner. So my dad put me in Pop Warner for the Greyhounds, and since then I just always played.
Well, so I when I got to introduce you, I remember, you know, I said that you were like a you play multiple positions. Now, tell me a little bit about your favorite. What is your favorite one to play out of you know, the wide receiver and QB and defensive back? Which one is the one you like to play the most?
I played quarterback for the longest, but I have to say playing slot is more funner to me than quarterback or DB.
You played in a lot of close games that you know, where a lot of pressure has been put on you. How do you handle this? How do you handle the pressure?
I really don't think about it too much. I just go out there and play the game, like no pressure at all. I mean, I prepare for those moments, so it's not really that big of a deal. I mean, that's what we practice for anyway.
What do you feel like, you know, right now, you know, you're a senior at West Forsyth. What do you feel like has been your biggest accomplishment in football?
Biggest accomplishment, probably winning the conference championship twice my sophomore year, and then this year, that's probably biggest accomplishment.
Well, you guys played North Davidson High School, and you guys took a tough loss. Prior to that loss, you guys were on a 7-game win streak. What do you think went wrong in that game?
I mean, teams had their days, you know, like offense could be clicking, defense might not be clicking. Our defense been playing well all year, getting stops, and it just wasn't their day when we played North Davidson. I mean, our offense put points up on the board, but it was a lot of mistakes that happened in the game that we could have prevented. But we're not going to worry about that too much. It's in the past. We're ready to move on to the playoffs.
You in that game, although you guys lost it, seems like you had a pretty good game yourself. You scored 5 touchdowns, including a 6-yard run, a 94-yard kickoff run, a 10-yard run, a 44-yard run, and a 56-yard pass, touchdown pass from Jayshon McMillan. And you finished with 148 yards on 18 carries. Tell me, how do you evaluate your performance individually with those stats? Are you satisfied with that, or do you think you could have done a lot better?
I feel like I could have done a lot better, depending on the fact that we lost. I feel like with stats like that, without a win, it really doesn't mean nothing. Because that's the big goal. I'm not playing for myself. I'm playing for my team. So if we lose the game, I feel like it's just stuff I could have did better. I don't feel like I played a perfect game. If we lose, I don't feel like I played a perfect game. If we win, it's always stuff that you can improve on.
When you play football, how do you actually get into the whole the focus, for a big game, how do you get focused for this kind of stuff? How do you get focused to go out there and do what you do?
It starts Monday. Coming, starting the week, first practice of that week, that's when it starts. You prepare all week for the game. I mean, it can't be like, Friday come and you just like getting prepared then. You have to start. You have to be prepared the whole week. You have to clock in the whole week.
Now, you guys, when you lost that game in the Central Piedmont 4A Conference, of course you couldn't win the conference title outright because of that. You guys have got a 3-way tie, and the random draw, you guys picked number one. So you got the number one seed with the home game scheduled against North Mecklenburg. Do you know anything about them? Have you seen anything on film? What do you know about North Mecklenburg High School?
They're a good team. I mean, they don't give up. They're gonna play hard, because they don't want their season to end. We don't want our season to end, so we're gonna get the best shot.
When you play in a tough game like that, in any game, especially tough games that comes down to the wire, such as East Forsyth, AC Reynolds, and North Davis, and what makes you nervous before those games? Is there anything that makes you nervous before games like that?
Nervous? No, nothing really makes me nervous before games like that.
Well, when the season came up, everybody goes through a rigorous kind of off season to get ready for this season. What did you do in the off season to prepare yourself for this season?
I did a lot of speed training, working on getting faster, some agility work, lifting weight, learning plays, learning new positions, as you can see, from me going from quarterback and just standing quarterback to wide receiver and DB, learning new positions and just getting that stuff down.
You and I, Darian, we have something in common. We both have played, and you still currently play for Coach Adrian Snow out at West Forsyth. He was the offensive line coach more than 15 years ago when I was playing at R.J. Reynolds High School. And this guy I like to brag about because he has impacted my life in a very, very positive manner, and I learned a lot from this guy. How has he impacted you?
He made a big impact on my life. He showed me new things, like as far as colleges, like taking me college visits, college camps and things like that, and how to be, like, as a man, just how to be a good person in life. He really cares about his family. He's teaching us more than just football. He's teaching us just things in life, things you're going to need in life, like way to speak to people. If you ever talk to Coach Snow, he comes from is good, like a good place or whatever. and he knows how to talk to people. It could be somebody that's not even like a real nice person, but for some reason he'll get him to be that way. He'll get the best side. Like he's a great president, one of the best presidents I've ever had.
And I can second that. When you talk about where Coach Snow comes from, I'm gonna tell you where he comes from, man. He's from the sticks in Surrey County, man. He old country boy. That's what Coach Snow is. But you know what? I love him to death, but I always like to pick on him. The question that I have for you is that you mentioned earlier in your conversation that in an interview about college visits. What colleges are you looking at? Have you been scouted by anybody? Tell me a little bit about the process.
Some colleges: Wake Forest, West Virginia, App, JMU, Duke, some more schools. Some visits I haven't been on. I've been to Duke a few times, Carolina, App a few times. I've been to a lot of schools.
Even though you are a great, you're a great athlete, do you feel that you are a Division I level football player?
Yeah, I do.
And that's good. So you really haven't really picked a college out yet that you really want to go to. You're kind of still playing the field, correct?
Correct.
Now, since you've been playing football, whether it be on a youth level or a high school level, what's been your best game, like your greatest thrill, where you just, played the best game you ever played? What has been that game? Tell me a little bit about it.
Playing the best game I ever played. It had to be either my sophomore year against Reagan or my sophomore year against AC Reynolds. We played AC Reynolds first. I say AC Reynolds because that was my first game starting at quarterback, like beginning of the season starting at quarterback. My junior year against AC Reynolds. That was my first game starting at quarterback beginning of the season. And I think I threw for three, ran for two, and that was just big to me because it was like I really can be, like, good if I, like, really put my mind to it and stay focused. And I say my sophomore year against Reagan because that was a big game, a big rivalry. Me being a young quarterback, and I forgot what the score was, but we beat them good. It was just a great experience, a great feeling to be so young at quarterback and to win a big game like that.
And that's great. Tell me a little bit about the Darian Slade away from football. If you wasn't playing football, like, what would you be doing? Like, do you have any hobbies? What are things that you do that are just non-sports related that you just kind of like to chill out and just be you for a little bit?
I always like to ride dirt bikes. Like, when I was little, ride dirt bikes and four-wheelers. My life really been around sports. Like, if I can't really do so, I go out and play basketball or something, go outside. Like, when I was young, go outside, play football. But other than that, I mean, dirt bikes, I go, like, buy stuff like shoes. I'm in the shoes. Playing the game. I used to play the game a lot when I was younger. I'd stay up, like, summer. In the summer, I'd stay up to about 5 o'clock in the morning playing Call of Duty. And that's about it.
That's cool. Just typical high school kid. What are one or two things that you do in your current training that has been keys to your success out there on the football field?
One thing I think has been a key is basketball. Because in basketball season, I run a lot, moving like direction a lot, like, and that transition to the field. And I think that's one thing that really helps me, like, why my footwork so good. It's not like I just sit and do a ladder all day or all week. I play basketball, like, when I'm not playing football, and with all the cuts and the movements, I feel like that has helped me a lot in football. And working on my speed over this summer, working on my speed, getting faster, that's helped.
What are some of what's some of the best advice that you've ever been given that's kind of helped you in this sport?
Some of the best advice I've been given in any sport, not just in this sport. My big brother Mark, he told me when I was younger that we don't take L's, like they don't stand for losses. The L's we take stand for lessons. And I always think about that, like whenever we like lose a game or something. I'm like, this not the end. Like this is what we did this game. We gotta do better next game. It's just a lesson. We gotta keep on going.
What has been like your biggest challenge in football, and how do you manage the challenge?
My biggest challenge in football.
Well, it could be something like, it all goes hand in hand. Like the bit, you know, challenges such as maybe being able to do the things like outside of football to help you in football. Challenge of being able to get your homework done after practice and all this other stuff. You know, things like that that can be a hinder that you have to kind of manage the right way.
My biggest challenge would probably be transitioning from basketball over the summer to coming into football, because during basketball season, I'm all focused on basketball. I mean, I still go to camps and stuff for football, but whatever sport I'm playing in, whatever I'm doing, I'm focused on it. So I'll be focused on basketball, and then that transition, I got to switch over quick because games coming. You know, we play your first game in the summer. So I got to switch over, transition quick to football-minded. And go from there. So that's probably the biggest challenge.
In a game time situation, you know, and you need a quick score. Do you want to be that go to person? Do you feel like that you could be that person that they can go to if they really need to score?
Of course, I think I should talk for any like person who really has that dog in them on the field or on the court. When it's like clutch time, like Kobe or like last year in Super Bowl, Marshawn Lynch, they want the ball in their hand because they know they can make a play. Regardless of situation, I just think anybody who really believes in themselves, truly believe in themselves, in any clutch time situation, they'll want the ball in their hands.
One question that I have to ask you, because when two people work in tandem the way you two do, it makes me believe you guys might have played together before. But tell me a little bit about the play of Jayshon McMillan and how you two are able to mesh the way you do with each other.
Crazy thing about this is in Pop Warner, I was quarterback, Jayshon was the receiver, so I used to always throw to Jayshon whenever pass play, because, you know, Pop Warner, you only have one receiver, really. So I used to always throw it to him. He used to make plays, go catch the ball. But now we started playing together when we was about, I'd say, like 8 years old on junior pee-wee. And now in high school, he throwing the ball to me. We just flip-flop. Now he's throwing the ball to me, and I'm making plays. And it's just crazy. We got that connection, though, because we've been playing together so long. That's my boy.
Right. Well, just describe your relationship with him a little bit. Like, you know, just maybe on the football team and outside of football team. Like, do you guys hang out? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
We probably the only two people on the football team that stay. We both stay on the same side of town. We grew up together. Coming in the West, I didn't really know too many people. I knew him and some more people that I played with before, but it wasn't many. when we was younger, I used to always go to his house. His dad used to always take care of us. We used to play basketball together, and it's just like we're brothers, really. Like, I can't really say too much more, but we just always been together, like connected like that. That's just always been my boy.
Right. Now, I remember, and this is a story that I just kind of want to share that involves Jay Sean McMillan, was that I remember him playing last year, and I just remember Jay Sean McMillan. You know, he's just another kid that was playing football, but I knew he was really, really good at it. And then I remember meeting him at a basketball game, and I got to talking to him. And, like, in the middle of the conversation, he was like, hey, you know, I got to go. My dad's waiting for me. So I saw him as he turns around. He starts walking toward this guy. And then I ran up there. I was like, yeah, his dad was Stephon McMillan. And then that told me all I needed to know about why he's the athlete that he is, because I went to school and played football at R.J. Reynolds with Stephon McMillan. So, I mean, that kid's got some good genes running through him. You know, but, you know, Stephon McMillan, he won't admit that time in practice where I kind of trucked him. He won't admit that. And, I, you know, he won't admit it because it really didn't happen. But, you know, sometimes I like to wish I did. Stephon McMillan's a good guy. And, like I said, when I realized that was his dad, I knew then why that kid was as talented as he was. You know, his dad was no joke out there, man. He was a fullback, and you got out of his way, or you know, you got trucked. I mean, that was just that simple. There wasn't anything in between. Now, what I ask a lot of kids is that, you know, you say you want to play at the next level. If somebody wanted to kind of follow you and follow your success as an athlete, where can they follow you at? Are you on any social media? And if you are, what are the screen names so they can kind of follow you? And you know, are you on Twitter and tweet at you and all that good old stuff that they have these days?
Yeah, my Instagram is DJ Slade, and my Twitter is Darian_Slade1.
And I encourage everybody to get on your phone or your computer and follow this guy. And I want you guys to, if you can make it out to the game, seeing this guy play, I mean, it just amazes me, because the kid never stops. I mean, he's going to come back on you somehow. And it's always an enjoyment just to watch him play football. Darian, man, is there anything else you'd like to share? If not, man, I'll let you roll, man. You got homework and everything.
I'm good.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let you go. Look, I appreciate you being on the show. I know it's kind of hard to do things live like this, and you know, and it's still hard for me. And this is my 26th episode. But I want to also say, man, I wish you luck on Friday. You know, and I hope you guys go deep into the playoffs. You know, I'm a Coach No person. And it's funny, I don't know if you know this, but like half of the coaching staff are at West Forsyth at some point or another in my high school career or whatever, coached me. So, I mean, you got a good bunch of coaches. You know, you got Coach Lyles who coached me, Coach Oakley, you know, Coach Atkins, you know, Coach Snow. They all at some point have impacted me in a positive manner. So you are playing for the right people. But I appreciate you being on, man. I'm going to let you go. Good luck. Have an injury-free game. And hopefully I can have you on in the future when you're playing at the next level.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, guys, that was Darian Slade, quarterback, wide receiver for the West Forsyth football team. You know what? Like I said, if you haven't seen this kid play, you guys got to. I've never seen such a tremendous athlete in this kid. You know, when I say he can do it all, he can do it all. I'm not so sure that he couldn't get down our offensive line and play it or play defensive tackle. He can do it all. I mean, he can't. He just keeps coming and coming and coming, and you can't stop him. And you know, it takes a special kind of athlete, you know, and he does things that you can't coach. You just have. Jay Sean McMillan is another one. You get these athletes that, as a coach, those are athletes that you want to say, hey, I'm lucky to have, because they just do things out there that you can't coach that just makes them who they are. And Darren Slade is one of them. Jay Sean's one of them. KJ Henry is one of them. The Jaquan McMillan, the freshman and the defensive backer, he's one of them. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm pretty much amazed when I watch Western Side play, and I just look forward to, you know, watching those guys play. Now I know that, you know, they can't be the way that they are, and it takes a collective effort from all 11 on one side of the ball to help them out so they can be able to do what they do. But I mean, those are good athletes. Now, for those of you wanting information on the game, it's going to be the first round of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association football playoffs. West Forsyth will host. That means they're going to be home against North Mecklenburg this Friday. Kickoff time is going to be 7:30. I think because the state's running the gate, it might be like a $6 entry fee. But come out there and you know, support Darian Slade and, you know, and his teammates. You know, they're trying to get themselves a state title, and you know, they got to do it, and they've been working hard, and they took a couple bumps and bruises. I mean, you're talking about a team that's 8-3, but I mean, look who they lost to. I mean, you're talking about AC Reynolds, who's a good team. You're talking about East Forsyth, who's undefeated. Then you got North Davidson at 9-1. I mean, they're not 9-1 for nothing. So, I mean, West Forsyth is one of the top teams in the state. And it's not like the teams that they lost to, they got blown out by. They were always close games. And, you know, who's to say that if they, you know, either of those teams that they lost to, who's to say that if they played them a week from now, that it wouldn't be a different outcome? And that's how close they are. Enough of me talking. I hope you guys enjoyed my interview today with Darian Slade. And thanks for joining me. And I'm going to do one of these again next week. At some point, and I'm going to keep pushing it, I'm going to have on my show one of the most successful high school coaches in the nation. Not in the city, not in the county, not in the state, but in the nation. He is the head wrestling coach for the West Forsyth Titan wrestling team, Maurice Atwood. A guy that coached me, I was also a wrestler in high school. Prior to him taking over the head coach position at West Forsyth, he came off a 10-year tenure at Parkland High School, to where him and his staff have won 8 straight undefeated state dual titles and 7 straight individual tournament titles. And I'm going to have him on the show, and he's going to talk to me a little bit about everything, you know, why he's successful as a coach, how he took a group of inner city kids at Parkland who society deemed a threat, and these kids would never amount to anything, and how he got these kids to become successful in something. You know, for that, you know, you can't take that away from him. He's a good coach, and he's proved it. And I want to pick his brain. And maybe other coaches, if you listen, maybe you can learn something from this man. You know, he's a good man, and he's doing positive things over there with the wrestling program at West Forsyth. He's put those guys at West Forsyth in position to possibly win a state dual title. And this is going to be in his second year as head coach. They've already come in preseason ranked number one in the state by NC Retro Rankings, which is the most reputable ranking source in North Carolina high school wrestling. He's got 12 out of the 14 guys entered into the regional tournament that are ranked, that are coming back. So, you know, his team is in the best position to make it happen. So I'm going to have this look forward. I don't know exactly when I'm going to have him on. It may be next week or the week after that. And it's going to be me and Atwood, and, you know, and I'm going to throw all the questions I can at him, and I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to ask him what the people would want to hear. They're listening. This has been Ryan Hayes with another episode, of Access Radio Live, and you all have a good rest of the night, and thanks for joining me.